You're listening to KRVS Lafayette, Lake Charles.
It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS features From the Poet Laureate's Bookshelf, a weekly segment with Louisiana's Poet Laureate, Darryl Bourque, sharing poetry and prose from or connected with Louisiana.
Today's two poems are from the Greater New Orleans Writing Project out of University of New Orleans. The first poem is by Louise Mouton Johnson, who teaches at Audubon Charter School, In My Mother's Kitchen, a Katrina memoir. You could stand almost anywhere in my mother's kitchen and see the care she took with comfort. You could peek into any corner of my mother's kitchen and find a treat, feel her hug, hear her laugh. You could sit almost anywhere in my mother's kitchen and smell her coffee with chicory, brewed black, served with no cream, just sugar. You could stand nearly anywhere in my mother's kitchen and be no more than 2 feet from her table. Our kitchen table, our breakfast table, our lunch, brunch, and dinner table, our late night until early morning snack table, its sturdy Ionian legs stately, its sturdy oak top taking whatever we brought to it. Shared stories, checked homework, folded laundry, memorized birth dates, arranged weddings and baptisms, peeled shrimp, gutted fish, disemboweled fowl, sliced tomatoes, sliced watermelons, sliced fingers, mended wounds, mended garments, mended hearts, froze ice cream, baked cakes, licked icing, washed babies, blew kisses, wiped noses, played Scrabble, invented words, laughed loudly, stopped fights, dried tears, tickled feet, pulled teeth, pulled hair, pulled strings, withheld secrets, detected deceit, sought nirvana, chastised wayward children, chided wayward friends, accepted misfortune, arranged funerals, consoled each other. We stood in my mother's kitchen. In those hours we waited the foreboding news, discussed options, considered alternatives, replaced batteries, planned evacuation, sorted medication, stacked photographs, stacked chairs, gathered papers, prayed fervently and moved anxiously, traveled worried, slept restlessly. Returned weeping, recognized nothing. We sloshed through mud back to that kitchen and that table, picked over heirlooms, hauled away fragments, relinquished ownership, wept uncontrollably as we finally gutted the house and left empty. The next poem is by a poet, Jerome White, who teaches at Lusher Charter School in New Orleans. This is a poem that was inspired by an Albrecht Dürer painting of Venus and Cupid, and the title of the poem is From Venus to Cupid. Boy, didn't I tell you not to go meddling in grown folks' business? Yeah, you may be the god of eroticism and beauty and all that, but what do a little boy like yourself really know about love? Love is unpredictability. Love is chaos. Love is randomness. Love is blissful peaks interrupted by mournful slumps. Love is a meandering stream of magical sequential happenings and meant-to-be's, rudely interrupted by woeful discontinuities and shoulda not never happened no way no hows. Things your primitive little boy mind can't even begin to comprehend, young one. Love can't be controlled. Love can't be manipulated. Love can't be imposed. Relinquish any foolish scheming you got rattling about in your head. that you can go poking around and growing people's private affairs, fixing them up with your fanciful hookups, shooting grown-ass men and women with your silly little bow and arrow, causing them to believe they're going to love each other forever. Shoot, boy, you don't lost your goddamn mind. You think that funny, don't you? I ought to whip your ripe little behind. Speaking of which, go on inside and put some pants on, boy.
Join KRVS each Thursday for From the Poet Laureate's Bookshelf with Louisiana's Poet Laureate, Darryl Bourque.